Barclays said its decision to close the accounts of approximately 250 money transfer businesses worldwide was due to concerns about money laundering and the resulting heavy penalties. The biggest money transfer firm in Somalia, a company called Dahabshiil, which has been operating for more than 40 years, was included in that group. Such a move would have had an impact on shopkeepers like Mohamed Mahamoud, who owns a small clothing and cosmetics store in the capital, Mogadishu. He started the shop after moving back home from South Africa and was able to expand the business thanks to money sent every month by family members abroad.
Dahabshiil helps us in many ways. For me to buy goods and commodities from Dubai, I have to put my money in a bank account. Dahabshiil allows us to have a bank account. Dahabshiil helps us a lot.
Firms like Dahabshiil are a lifeline in Somalia, which is emerging from 2 decades of conflict and crisis. The United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, estimates that Somalis living in Europe and North America send more than $1.5 billion annually to their homeland. But it's not only Somalis who rely on money transfer companies. Aid agencies in the country also use those same firms to send money to fund their programs on the ground. But some money transfer companies in Somalia have been accused of being used by pirates to launder ransom money or to fund the operations of the terrorist group Al-Shabaab, responsible for the deadly attack on the Westgate Mall in neighboring Kenya. Ahmed Sharif was concerned that ordinary Somalis would feel the pinch.
I feel bad. Dahabshiil shouldn't be closed down because a lot of people's livelihood depends on it. They don't have anything and they're dying of hunger. And what people send is very little money, and it's not worth much in Mogadishu. When relatives send little money like $20, $25, and $50, they use it for coffee. If they were to stop that little money for coffee, then Somalis will suffer.
Naima Mahmoud recently returned to Somalia from Canada, where she had been living for more than 20 years. She, too, used to send money home to support her relatives.
Most of the people, they're going to start starving in Somalia if they stop sending money. People over there that they are in Europe, in North America, Australia, everybody they're supporting their family. No matter, minimum they're sending is $100, $500. But I don't know, some people they say that they're supporting Al-Shabaab or Al-Qaeda. Not everybody's doing that. We're supporting families and we send money every month.
On Tuesday, Dahabshiil won an injunction to prevent Barclays from terminating its banking services for the foreseeable future. A statement on the company's website says, "This is not just a victory for Dahabshiil, it's a victory for the millions of Somalis and other Africans, many of whose livelihoods depend on our services." Deanne Penn, United Nations.